Joining us now is Phil Troop, author of a book called Ruthless. It's the story of David and Goliath here. And good morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Ken and Julie.
I assume you are David, not Goliath.
Well, I am. Yes, I'm David. Now, I turned into Goliath.
You did not have a background in finance, did you?
Oh, yes, I did, actually.
You did?
Little known. I've been a day trader since 1979, but I always did that kind of on the side. And so, yeah, I have a background in finance, a very long background. I bought my first stock when I was 18.
Now, you got caught up in something that a lot of people did. What was that?
That was the biggest little covered story of all time, the auction rate security scandal. That it was a $336 billion money market based on auction bonds. And sold as completely liquid, completely safe, better than T-bills. To be in the auction market as a money market would be better than being in heaven, and offered a little bit of extra yield and so forth. And, yes, I was in that. And February 2008, the market pulled a scripted collapse and trapped enough money, that's $336 billion, that's enough money to run the federal government, 20% of the federal government, for a year. And tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of investors were left high and dry, unable to access their cash.
Phil, did it get so little coverage in the press because of all the other things that were going on at the time?
Well, that was the mantra, really, from a lot of editors. But really, it came down to a almost a kind of an elitist attitude on the part of some of the major editors. For instance, it took $25,000 to ante into the auction market, and the feeling was that anybody who had $25,000, can you imagine such a huge sum? Who could get into that market? It made it a quote rich man's problem. So we really had to push hard, and we pushed at the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, L.A. Times, Washington Post, to say, look, there are a lot of ordinary citizens and seniors involved in this, as well as municipalities, charities, universities, and so forth, and we're hurting. And the answer was, well, look, you know, this is not something for the average investor or the average citizen. Really wouldn't recognize the importance of this market and so forth and so on. And our job, among other things, was to convince editors to get involved, and eventually they did.
Well, you know how those elite, extremely wealthy people who have $25,000 are. I mean, it's... They don't want to discuss it so much. Now, was your advisor telling you that this was a good deal?
My advisor, and let me say that there are very few investments I've ever made on the that came through an advisor. I usually do my own analysis. He was pushing, or I should say they. I had several advisors at that time. Yes, was pushing the auction rate market really, really hard, and it took me weeks to finally say, okay, all right, I'll give it a shot, and I did, and there were no prospectuses. There were a great many, false advantages that were sold to retail investors, and not only retail investors, but we had giant corporations there. I mean, when the market opened 20 years earlier, it took 250,000 to ante, and so there were a lot of large corporate interests, a lot of pension funds, and so forth. And now we see that the shutdown has affected the muni market, and there's a great hue and cry now. What are we going to do for muni funding?
So, Mr. Troop, we keep reading books about all that went wrong during the financial crisis and bad things that happened. Yet nobody's telling me who should be in big trouble for this, and I would like to know from you. Give me the names of a couple of people who should be prosecuted or who should be in jail for what's been going on here. That's what I'd like to know.
Well, you know, I think both sides of the coin are equally culpable. we know how Wall Street operates.
And we know investors are greedy.
And what we don't know is just how close regulators are to the street, and just how much they enable this kind of practice. But there, when the market shut down, one of the things that got me involved. I mean, I'm a writer, actually, a journalist, longtime journalist. Was the insistence on the part of all the banks in the Western world, and this is all of them, mind you. I mean, there were no exceptions. Everything from Goldman Sachs to Credit Suisse. They were saying to investors who wanted to know, well, you know, what happened? We're not talking. That's orders from the top. We're not going to tell you a doggone thing. So we had to crack that code. We had to find out what was going on. We found out that all of the banks and all of the brokerages were manipulating the market just as the Chinese manipulate their currency, and that we were entirely dependent, actually, on that participation by banks and brokerages to keep the market liquid. After the collapse of Lehman Brothers and some other large funds, they got nervous and they decided, well, look, you know, this is getting a little bit hinky, so we're going to shut it down. So it's very difficult to single out any one individual to for a striped suit. But I would say on the regulatory end, from here in Washington, Mary Shapiro, for instance, who was running FINRA at the time, sold $560 million worth of auction rate securities on the QT, along with a number of other executives here in Washington, congressmen and so forth. So they were dumping on the market and keeping the retail and corporate investors kind of in the dark. So if I were to ascribe blame, I would say the system, really, the Wall Street-Washington nexus is one sort of gigantic spider web of culpability.
Phil Troop is the author of the book called Ruthless, How Engaged, not engaged, I guess you are engaged, Enraged Investors Reclaim Their Investments and Beat Wall Street. And it's available wherever books are sold now. Phil Troop joining us. Thanks so much for being here this morning. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.